Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brautite hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive towards third. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonder. The throw from Campbell and he is out, Temple applying the tag. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Wynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness is hit by the pitch. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Tim Harkness. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Wynn moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohite hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Warwick. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 3 to nothing, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burrait strikes out. Campbell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Burrait out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. John Bateman pinch hits for Turk Farrell. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 3 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodshick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Joe Hicks now playing right field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Temple reaches second base with a double. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fazio moves to third. Howie Goss pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Galen Sisco now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fazio scores. Two outs. It's Astros, 3, Mets, 3. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Howie Goss now playing center field. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Al Spangler now playing left field. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Woods Hick. Cannell moves to third. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Norm Sherry pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Moran moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.